Hello, respective viewers. It's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel again. Well, gladsome tidings the other day, and that is that Joe Biden has cancer. The former president of the United States, the 46th president of the United States, the 82-year-old's office released a statement saying that he was diagnosed on Friday. And this is a particularly rapidly advancing type of cancer, which has already reached his bones. It couldn't happen to a nicer chap. There he is. So, as John Pendleton Mahaffey said of such a situation, nothing trivial, I hope. Anyway, so I'm not sure which stage it's at, but we may well be seeing the last of Joseph Robinette Biden. He may not last out the year. Now he is a mass murderer, so his death shall be unlamented. He knowingly provided weapons to the state of Israel, aware that these would be used for targeting civilians during this Gaza war, in which Israel has willfully murdered over 53,000 civilians, often targeting civilians, knowing them to be civilians when there were no Hamas fighters around, or very few Hamas fighters around, when it has deliberately cut off food, medicine, electricity, drinking water, and so on. And all right, sometimes it switched them back on. Nevertheless, knowing exactly what's being happening, informed by the Israeli government themselves, no doubt by the CIA and other intelligence agencies of his, fully cognizant of that, he very often advocated for these crimes against humanity. He never saw a massacre of Palestinian civilians that he did not approve of. He may not be long for this world. I shall not miss him. Throughout his career, he has been a mass murderer of children, a génocidaire, an advocate for the ultimate act of child abuse on an industrial scale. The little girls and little boys should be butchered, should have their limbs torn off, should be made to bleed to death, should have their spines broken, should have their craniums broken and their brains hoovered out. Should have deadly poisons injected into their hearts to cause cardiac arrest, and so forth, should suffer every form of torturous violence. And he thinks that that is people's rights. Why should children suffer such violence? Why should children have their limbs torn off? What have they done to deserve it? Anyway. And then he poses as the Catholic politician. I mean, okay, he goes to a Catholic church occasionally. He doesn't believe in any of it. I mean, neither do I. But you could advocate for the mass murder of kids, or you could be a Roman Catholic. You can't be both. He's absolutely a vile specimen. Now, he's not wrong on everything. It's true that he recognizes that climate change is largely anthropogenic, is injurious to us, needs to be stopped. What else? He recognizes that Putin is dangerous and Army Ukraine is right. So, even he gets it right sometimes. So we know that he's had some mental health declension, some dementia for a few years now, and that's not going to be arrested, it'll only accelerate. So he's obviously checked up on for prostate cancer occasionally. He's had that prostate specific antigen test years ago. And this is a test of where, I'm not sure. So he's obviously physically unhealthy. So he is deteriorating physically at a rapid rate. So he has difficulty walking. That's very visible. So there was speculation over a year ago when he was still president, when he was going to stand for a second term, whether he would have to go around in a wheelchair. They didn't want to do so until after the election, thinking he would clear the pitch. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he was elected president four times. He was wheelchair bound every single time and at a much younger age. Then again, the United States media didn't report that for some reason, even though it was Biden may soon be going to his reward. Goodness. So prostate cancer is a very common cancer for men and is very curable if they present with it early, right? So they say about 13% of men in the United States are diagnosed with prostate cancer at some point, but only about 2.5% of men die from it. So if you catch it early, got good medical care, you're very likely going to make it. But maybe he's not going to make it because it seems that it has metastasized. So he might have already been suffering this cancer for a considerable period of time, just not being cognizant that that disease is there. So Joe Biden, what a foul bastard. So he may be finally getting his comeuppance. But you know, he's not wrong on everything. I know that's like saying, oh, Hitler built motorways or he gave free fuel to pensioners. Yes, true, but that does not excuse the enormous crimes against humanity that he has committed. So that's Joe Biden. He seems perhaps personable to some people, relatable. He's unintelligent. I know he qualified as a lawyer, but you know, the United States got the highest per capita number of lawyers on earth, and therefore more means worse. They simply lowered the bar to the bar. That's why people who are mediocrities like him can rise to that level. Why do people want to him? I suppose his sunny disposition. He doesn't come across as particularly conceited. He's unthreatening in the way he presents himself. Somewhat emotional, an effectual orator. I certainly wouldn't say an excellent one. He's just been in the game for a very long time. More kudos accrues to those who are older in the United States. It's like Gordon Brown, British Prime Minister, used to quip that he was too old for British politics, but too young for American politics. They had senators in their high 90s, but Biden is not going to make it to being a nonagenarian. Supposing he had run for the presidency, and supposing he had won, he would have a dying president in the office, because we obviously know that the Democrats lost when they went the Kamala Harris. Had they stuck with Biden, I think they would have lost by a bit more, actually. I just don't think that was an option by that stage. There we go. And his lying about the state of his health meant the Democrats left it to the last possible minute, and they felt they didn't have time to choose anybody else to prevent an absolute bloodbath at their convention. They picked Kamala Harris, knowing that her approval ratings were in the toilet, as Americans say, the only politician in the United States even more unpopular than Joe Biden. And no surprise there, then she lost. The surprising thing is that she didn't. This shows how some people abominate Trump, anyone to stop Trump, and she's the only one who could prevent him getting back the White House. Oh yeah, by the way, look at this fingernail. Enjoy this nail, okay? Really big, big nail, but you know it's broken. It's going to go off. You see, compare that nail to the other nails. I know I always have some long, some short, helps them pick up coins. No rhyme nor reason to. I don't really think about which one it's going to be. And check out those other nails. Do you see here? Some very short, some very long. Isn't that curious? One of my many eccentricities. Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.